Bodhicitta meditation. Establishing your meditation posture and gently inviting your awareness deep in the body, giving the weight and the shape of the body up to gravity, feeling into the points of contact between the body and the surface you're resting upon. Allowing the body to yield into gravity. Letting go of holding and allowing the whole body to settle. Resting awareness deeply inside the breathing body. Feeling all the different movements and sensations of breathing in the front of the body, the chest and the belly. In the back of the body, the whole back of the body, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, being breathed. The sides of the body. And allowing the whole surface of the body to expand a little bit in all directions on the in-breath and subside a little bit in all directions on the out-breath. Feeling into the continual flow of breathing in the whole body and the flow of sensations that arise with breathing, the movements that arise with breathing in the whole body. Resting inside the rhythm of the natural breath as we settle a little bit more with each breath. And from the stable foundation, becoming curious about your mind, about your mood, about the shape of the mind. Without harsh judgment, just getting to know what's going on. First of all, is there greed present in your mind and heart? A wanting mind, a grasping mind? Or do you become aware of an absence of greed in your mind, in your heart? Just being curious. Is aversion present in your heart and your mind? This will be a sense of contraction, of resistance, a turning away, a feeling of not wanting in your awareness. Be careful not to judge yourself harshly. The point of this meditation is simply to be curious, to get to know what aversion feels like and what the absence of aversion feels like. Maybe you notice an absence of the aversive mind, of the not wanting mind. And what about ignorance, confusion, delusion? Is this present in your awareness? Or are you aware of the absence of delusion, the absence of confusion, the absence of ignorance? If it's present, then noting this is what delusion feels like. This is what confusion feels like. This is what ignorance feels like without judging yourself harshly. Just getting to know these mental states, these emotional states. And is your mind contracted and tight and narrow? Or is it distracted, a bit sloppy, a bit all over the place? Being curious. This is what the contracted, tight mind feels like. This is what the distracted, sloppy mind feels like. Or are you aware of an absence of these states? Always breathing, always resting, aware of the body. And then shining the light in on our mental states, our mental shape, as it were. Our mental and emotional continuum. And these broad inclinations of greed, or the absence thereof, of aversion, contraction, even hatred, or the absence thereof, of confusion, delusion, or the absence of contraction, of distraction, or their absence. What's it like to turn your awareness back in on your own mind, on your own heart, with this curious, receptive, interested quality of awareness? And is your mind concentrated? Or is it not concentrated? Being aware. Noting. Becoming familiar. This is what concentration feels like, or this is what an absence of concentration feels like. Is your mind on autopilot? A little bit blind? Just moving along habitual grooves? Or is it responsive and intelligent? Or a bit of both? Is your mind and heart predominantly skillful or predominantly unskillful? Getting to know what this feels like. The skillful mind moving towards positivity, release, openness. Or the unskillful mind that's contracted, resistant, grasping or pushing away. Always being careful not to judge ourselves harshly. We're just getting to know our own tendencies, our own mind, our own heart, with a curious, receptive, even kindly awareness. So now you've got to explore, got to know a little bit more perhaps the broad inclination of the mind, the broad shape of the mind. We'll spend a bit of time noticing how citta arises in dependence on Vedana, on the initial hedonic feeling or what arises on the basis of contact, something that's pleasant, unpleasant or neutral. And then if we're not careful, we find ourselves in craving, in aversion or confusion, simply because we're not aware, we're not curious enough. So coming closer to sensations in the body. If you've got any unpleasant sensations in the form of physical discomfort, pain or tension, noticing what happens in your mind. Being very curious, getting very close to your direct experience. Is there a connection between unpleasant sensations and automatic resistance and not wanting, and then aversive, contracted states of mind? Noticing this, if it's present. And if you've got any physical discomfort, what happens if you let the Vedana be without reacting, experiencing it as flow, changing through the moments? What happens to your citta when you let the Vedana be? Releasing the automatic resistance, the automatic aversion. Does your citta become a little more expansive? A little bit softer, more tender, more receptive? And are there any sensations in the body, any Vedana, that's got a felt quality of openness and expansion within them? Pleasant Vedana. And what happens if you rest there? If you choose to rest your awareness inside these sensations, these feelings, these experiences? What happens to your citta, your mind and heart? Do positive emotions naturally arise and build and grow and swell when you rest your awareness inside these initial seeds of release and joy, no matter how tentative. What happens if you dwell there and allow them to blossom in line with the heart and the mind's longing for freedom, spaciousness, and openness? Positive emotion isn't random. It starts with a Vedana. This initial arising in the body, a sensation. We catch it, we notice it, we dwell there. And then the mind and the heart and our emotional states naturally blossom and open as we keep our vision in mind, our overall purpose of moving towards release and freedom. Always being mindful of our chitta in this meditation, that's what we're getting to know. Our emotional states, our mental states, the broad mood, the broad flavor of the mind and the heart. And every time a more contracted or aversive mental state arises or mood arises, just noting this, then you've got a choice. Do you stay there or do you let it go? And every time a more expansive state arises, you have a choice. Do you rest there, stay there, or do you allow the mind to drift off? So beginning to cultivate this skill of choice that arises on the basis of awareness, choosing how we relate to our experience. Always being curious. Always being kindly. And now beginning to bring the meditation to a close, feeling the weight of the body, the shape of the body as it rests here, breathing inside the whole body, being aware of sounds, smells, taste. And when we're ready, we can begin to move the body, open the eyes, and very gently bring the meditation to a close. And perhaps form an intention to be more mindful of your mind and your heart as you re-engage with the activities of your day.